When it's time to seed grass, fertilize turf, or add a pop of color to your yard, Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered with unbeatable deals on lawn and garden essentials. Find value on everything you need in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The 93rd Wisconsin State FFA Convention featured a day-long expo with a variety of businesses and colleges there to speak with students. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund. I spoke with Angie Larson, the manager of business development from Fox Cities Builders, about their programs that they offer for students and why they choose to keep coming back to the State FFA Convention.
So yes, so Fox Cities Builders is a design build general contractor. We design buildings and we put up buildings. We work in our agricultural markets, freestall barns, calf barns, that type of thing, and commercial markets as well. We've been coming to the FFA convention since 2015. We have great exposure here, teaching students, instructors, parents about careers in construction.
What are some of the activities that you have to appeal to these members, and why did you choose to come to the FFA convention?
So first off, we chose to come to FFA convention. It is actually personally near and dear to my heart. I came from the FFA program in many years of FFA. It's helped me develop my own personal leadership skills, so I believe in the program and I love it. And also some of the things that we do here, really it's hands-on activities. It's really to get the students to stop, learn about what it is that we do. We work with concrete. We have a concrete working station, a rebar tying station. We also have a structural steel station talking about welding, fabrication, and then a little bit of a hammering nail competition. It gives kids an opportunity to actually work with the tools, see the safety equipment that we're using every day, and just get a little bit of a better understanding of what is going on a job site.
What is the response like that you see from these students getting to experience these hands-on activities?
It's super exciting. Some of the students have never handled these tools before, so they really get it's very interesting to watch them learn and understand and ask the questions and really get involved in what it is that we're doing. They're asking questions about other opportunities within our company, so they're coming in prepared to find out more about what it is that we do, and we take great pride in that.
Do you find that after convention you have kids that follow up with interest, or that down the road you have students from the FFA organization that join your company?
We find that there are students that inquire about day-long job shadowing opportunities. We've also had some parents that have inquired about potential sales opportunities with us as well. So it's a different level of networking for us, whether it be with recruiting efforts and or sales efforts and marketing as well.
You mentioned having job shadow opportunities. So beyond that, if a student decides to pursue a career with Fox Cities Builders, what kind of other training can you offer them?
So we're excited that we work with a couple of youth apprenticeship programs. So we are based out of Seymour, which is just outside of Green Bay. We work with a number of youth apprenticeship programs, whether it be with the CESA programs or within the districts, the school districts themselves. So students can start working with us right as they're working through their school programs. We also offer summer help opportunities as well. So if a student wants to work with us in the summer, we have those opportunities available too.
It sounds like some great opportunities for students to get that hands-on experience that they may not get in the classroom. And why is it that you choose to target FFA students? Is there something about them that sticks out to you?
It's another arena where we can target students. So we've really gone and put in our efforts toward recruitment of our employee base. And right now, it's hard to find employees out there, so we're trying to figure out how do we get in front of a young person at an earlier age. And we find that the convention like this, it's more of a professional type of a convention. We're a professional company, so we align really well that way. And getting in front of these students at a younger age when they're starting to think about careers, that's what our goal is, to let them know about what those opportunities in construction are.
I know that right now is a really hard time to find employees, and how do you find that that's affected you, but also how have you tried to reach out to students to try to bring in a younger generation of workers?
So it's really working together with schools. That's our biggest turn that we've seen in the last couple of years here. We enjoy doing these events, and we get involved in a lot of these student-based events, but it's working directly with schools, reaching out to specific school districts. An example of that is Seymour, which is right in our backyard, Seymour School District. We work directly with their middle school program, bringing in tours, working with the instructors there to talk about careers in construction, careers in the trades in general. If they don't go with us, they may figure to go with someone else, and we're okay with that. We just want to get more students into the trades in general.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys have got sort of a variety of opportunities for students and different forms of outreach. Is there anything else I'm missing about your company or anything else you'd like to share?
We've got a really exciting future planned. We've got a lot of openings that we're going to be opening up in the very near future as our company continues to grow. So we're excited to see that happen. And we're just excited to be part of the FFA convention and supporting the Wisconsin FFA Association.
Again, Angie Larson along with us, sharing more about Fox City's Builders programs for students and why they choose to keep coming back to the State FFA Convention. Just one of many opportunities for our students to pursue during their time in high school and beyond. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Allison Lund.